Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Welcome to
the Happy Times Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, your host, and this is the first time ever that we're doing this live on Twitch. My Twitch is Joey Kidney, which is just like normal. What's really nice is that like no one else has my goddamn name. Like no one ever has my name. So I get like my account on absolutely everything, which is super, super nice. But yeah, if we're doing this live, and so if you want to tune in next time, just hop on. I record every Thursday between 10 and 12, and then the podcast goes to the whole entire world on Friday at around 11 a.m., which is really exciting. Now, today, I'm going to jump right into it. Today, I woke up and I was like super, super stressed out. I was having the hardest day, and it was for like the littlest reason possible. The one reason I had a really, really rough morning today. And it's not even just like it was this morning. It was every single morning for like the past little bit. It's because of my hair. Now, that's such a little thing. That's such a simple, tiny thing. But it's something that's so damn big for me. Okay? So when we have something that's so little, that's so small, that interferes with, you know, our well-being or how we look at ourselves when we look in the mirror or the way we feel about ourselves, just being there. It's not always about looking in the mirror and feeling great. It's about just feeling great before you look in the mirror. It's about feeling great. And that's it. That's the whole point. And I woke up today and I just didn't feel great. And I was like, why? Like, what is this? And every single day, I've always had a really hard time like getting up and getting dressed in the morning. And that seems like it's such a small task to some, but to me, it's always been a really, really hard task. I know a lot of people struggle with, you know, showering or putting on deodorant or brushing their teeth because they're like, oh, it's already bad. Why try to make it better? It's going to just end up worse. And that's their thought process. And I've dealt with that. I deal with that a lot. And for me lately, it's been my looks. It's been how I feel about my looks and strictly my hair. For the longest time, I've wanted to, don't worry, this is going to get into like a deeper meaning than just my hair. This has been bugging me for quite some time, and I've been trying to grow it out because I was always like, oh my God, I really, really want to like see how my hair looks when, you know, it grows. And everyone around me were just so negative about it. Like my mom, my barber, my brother, like everyone was like, Joey, this is just not a look for you. This is not, it's ugly. Like cut it. And you know, there's so many like motivational speakers that are like, stop caring what people say around you about you. And it's just like, how can you do that all the time? Like, are you a fucking brick wall? Like, I have feelings. I think about stuff. I take in what people say. I take their opinion and I try to validate it. Right? Like, how can I just take what they say and just be like, oh yeah, take off. Like, this is my hair. Like, yeah, I'm supposed to be doing that, but it's not always the case. And it's not just the negative comments or anything. It's the way that I started feeling about myself. It's not just the way that they made me feel. It's the way I started feeling about myself. And that's a super important thing to really lay down. Like, am I doing this? Am I feeling this way because of somebody else? Or am I feeling this way because of myself? And today's topic is change. It's when to change. It's how to change. It's why do we feel the need to change? And that's why I started off with my hair. It's something so simple and so easy to a lot of people, but it's something that has really, really been eating away at me, and especially just like these past like few days. And so what am I going to do? I don't know yet. I just really wanted to talk about it because I really wanted to just get it off my chest. And I think that's really important for a lot of people, is to just get it off their chest. And one thing that I have changed recently is my body. I was not feeling good. And that's the other side of stuff, is like, yes, my hair is about looks, but my body is about feel. And looks as well. It's also about this aesthetic that we try to have and we try to put on ourselves. And it's so tough. Just watching people on social media, like especially TikTok. TikTok is really like toxic right now. I think it's so easy to see attractive people on the app. It's so easy to see so many people in like different genres. So many people who are like muscle. Dancers that are like 18 to 21 and they just have their testosterone or everything and puberty's kicking them in the butt and it's just like boom, they just look amazing. And for people who are a little bit older than that, you know, they have to put in a little bit more work, and that's okay. But it's such a toxic place, and that also influenced like the way I was feeling. And I was like, I remember I was watching TikToks and I was like, I remember when I looked like that. But more importantly, I remember when I felt like that. Like I felt like so good to the point where I'm like, I just felt comfortable in my body and the way I was. And there's a lot of people bashing like, oh my God, these little kids are walking around doing whatever they want to do, right? And feeling hot and showing it off and it's gross. And it's just like, yo, if you had that, you'd be doing it too. And I don't want people listening to this being like, oh my God, such a whore, or like really bad thoughts. It's just, it kind of goes hand in hand. When you feel good, you look good, because confidence is at the top of anything. And the number one change that I've made with my body is I've started working out and eating better. Normally I would wake up and I would be so tired every single day, and I would have like bloodshot eyes, and I would just be so, I would just not be in a good mood. I wouldn't be in a good headspace. My manager would be like, why do you have black under your eyes? You have bags under your eyes. You're just not, you don't look well. You sound tired. And I was like, what is this? What change do I have to make in my life? And the actual reason was that I needed to be, I was in a caloric deficit. And what that means is that I was burning off more calories than what I was taking in. And me being somebody who has a high metabolism, who tends to be a little bit on the lighter side, I wanted to put on weight. And what I was doing is I was literally deteriorating my body, because I was burning off so much energy that I didn't have, that was stored in me versus what I was eating. And that, I know that's so different for a lot of people. I know a lot of people are trying to lose weight and not a lot of people are trying to gain weight. So that's why I wanted to be vocal about this, because I know one of my favorite Twitch streamers, his name is FaceBlaze, and he just plays like Call of Duty and stuff. And he talks about his journey of like gaining weight. I'm like, I've never ever heard about somebody trying to gain weight like I am. And it just made me feel so important. It made me feel special, made me feel very, very good. And I was like, this is really interesting. And hearing people talk about it also helps you understand where you're at, right? And so I started eating more, and I started eating more protein. I eat about 150 grams plus of protein every single day, and I've never felt better, because I'm not deteriorating my body. Like, I'm not working until I have nothing in me. And so change is super important. And a lot of people, you know, we talk about change, like everyone's so scared about change, right? I don't think it's something that's super scary. I think it's something that we all need, and we all get inevitably, like we all have change in our lives. We just have to realize it, right? We have to realize this little change, like the coronavirus, I can't believe I just called it that. Oh my God. COVID-19, like that was a huge change for all of us. None of us saw it coming. None of us. And none of us thought it would keep going. None of us thought it would stick here. That's something that we've never experienced, but we're all experienced together. And it just goes to show how well we can accept change in our lives and how we can deal with it. Like, yes, there's a lot of negatives and there's a lot of downsides to what we were going through and what we are going through, but, you know, we're going through this together. And I think that's really important to acknowledge. And so when we think about change, right, we think about, okay, well, how do we know we need change? If you're waking up every single day sad about yourself. Now, I'm not talking about depression. I'm not talking about a mental illness here. I'm talking about how you feel about yourself. If you wake up every single morning and you think about that one thing that you really don't like about yourself, or that one thing that you really don't like about your lifestyle, it doesn't mean I'm not okay. I want to get this out of the way as well. Everything's easier said than done. We've established that many times on this podcast. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, it's always going to be easier said than done, okay? But that doesn't mean we can't give it a go. We can give this a try. We can take our own well-being and give it a go, right? And so when we wake up every single morning and we think about that one thing every single morning that makes us sad, how are we going to have a, how's our day going to go? It's going to be shit. It's going to be shit because we just started off thinking negatively about ourselves and how we see ourselves, how we are. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you wake up every single day, I think that's the greatest thing in the entire world, is to wake up every single day. Now, if you're doing that in a negative way, that's a disservice to your own well-being. Right? And better yet, if you can't sleep night after night after night because of this one thing that's in your goddamn head, I think you gotta change it. I think you have to. And it's a hard step to do. Now, I'm going to tell you what I did and how I started day one and everything like that to change the little things in my life. But first, I want to say that we got a sponsor on this podcast, which is amazing. They've sponsored us before, and their name is Care Of. Now, Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals and creates a customized vitamin plan for you. Now, all of their products, all of Care Of products, are formulated with good for you, clean ingredients, and are backed by science. Now they have a depth 5-minute online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, lifestyle, health concerns, to address your specific wellness needs and goals. So I took the quiz online. It was like so easy. It's actually really neat to see like what you want to do for yourself. It asks you questions that you maybe not have thought about. Maybe you just saw somebody else and you were like, oh, I saw them take this. I really want to do it. But you don't know what it's necessarily for. It honestly opened up a lot of my, not a lot of my eyes. I don't have many eyes. I only have two. It opened up my eyes to many things to think about, right? And so I took the online quiz. I ordered my package and I got my package, and it comes in like this cute little box and these cute little packets that like say your name and everything. And the packets are actually compostable, which is super nice because I'm trying to be a little bit more sustainable and help Mother Earth. And they come in little packets that are your daily vitamins for every day. And you just pop them open and you take them, and then you can compost that little packet. And tomorrow you can do the exact same thing. Now, I'm not going to just tell you about this without helping you out. But, oh, one more thing. The quiz is very similar to like a one-on-one consultation with like a nutritionalist, which is really cool, like I said, because there was a lot of things that I didn't know. Like they would ask about like self-care or what's something you want to do for yourself. And it was like, okay, I want to do that. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And they're like, okay, well, maybe this is the right option for you. And I was like, oh, I didn't think about those two kind of going together. which is really interesting. And you can do this all from like without even leaving your house, which is super nice because a lot of us are scared to go to the doctors and everything. This is perfect. So I'm not going to just tell you about this without, you know, giving you a little code here. So I'm giving you 50% off your first care of order. So head over to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. So that's takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50 to get 50% off. So I hope that helps you guys. I hope that's awesome. And let me know. Tag me on your Instagram stories or anything if you head over there and you get something, and I want to see everybody with their vitamins taking care of themselves and whatnot. Now back into what we were talking about, change. So the number one thing, I know we've been all over the place with this podcast, but that's kind of like how we talk. If you're new here, then welcome to Joey's brain. There's no script or anything. So the one way I started to change was when I woke up and I was like, okay, I really, really don't feel comfortable. And it was mainly for my body. I woke up and I didn't want to see myself. And I'm a very active guy. It's not like I'm somebody who just, no, it's not like I'm not bad to myself. I'm not bad to myself. And so I don't like waking up and feeling like crap about myself when I'm doing something, when I'm not doing anything that's bad. I'm not eating poorly. I'm staying active and I'm waking up and I'm just not feeling good. And I'm like, what's going on here? And that's when I started to do my research. I woke up and I felt bad. And I also remember my girlfriend would be like, like she would give me compliments about how my body's nice and everything like that. And I felt absolutely nothing, right? I felt nothing. I felt weak. I felt weak physically, emotionally, mentally. And I wasn't down to do that anymore. I wasn't down to feel that anymore. And I wanted to make that change. And that change doesn't have to be something so drastic. There's so many freaking YouTube channels that are like Matt Diavella style. That's like, I did this for 30 days and it changed my life. You know, his videos are amazing because he says like if something doesn't change his life or anything. But there's other people who are like, oh my God, I wrote down in a journal every day. And it made me look at life differently. Some people it works for. Some people it doesn't, okay? But writing down shit in a journal might not make you love yourself if that's not the issue that you're dealing with. I've tried the journal thing. I've tried journaling every freaking day. And I'd wake up, I'd write down in this journal, and then I'd go and I'd take a shower and I'd look at myself and I'd be like, I wrote down that I loved myself, but do I actually? No, because just because we're writing it down doesn't mean we're feeling it. And it doesn't mean that we want to feel it. And so I wanted to make that change. And so I just vowed to myself that I gave myself this little challenge of working out every day for 30 days. And I know people say you need a rest day. Maybe if you're doing the certain exercises every day for a certain amount of days and you're tearing your muscles and everything like that. But I wasn't doing that. I work out differently. I wake up and I'm like, okay, what do I feel like I want to like be stronger at today? What feels strong? What feels like it's going to work? What feels like it needs work? And I work on that muscle. I don't every day's Monday's chest, Tuesday's freaking legs, Friday's arms. I'm not like that. I do, however, go for a run every week on my rest day. I do like a cardio rest day because I also love being active. And I think it's so important that, you know, talking about these videos, talking about, you know, watching people on TikTok, talking about, you know, all of the stuff. When you see somebody online telling them about, like what I'm doing right now, when you see somebody telling you about, you know, what they do to their lives to implement change, to become better, that will not work for you 100%. It never will, because no one's life is the exact same. You don't wake up at the same time every day. You don't have the same conversations with the people who surround you. You don't live in the same environment as this person. It's different for every single person. So when we watch these videos and we're like, okay, I need to do this to the T and it's going to make me amazing. It doesn't work like that. And for the longest time, I thought it did. For the longest time, I would look at, I would watch a video and be like, okay, this, they did this workout, this muscle got big. You know, obviously maybe that's like technique and that's an actual thing, but like, I guess a better example would be, you know, they wrote down in their journal every day and they felt better about themselves. For me, that didn't work. And that's okay. And that doesn't mean that it disproves their journaling. No, if it works for them, that's awesome. It works for them. It did not work for me. And I think that's so important to acknowledge. Where do you stand for yourself? I want to make a change. And this change wasn't because I felt bad about myself. This change was because I felt bad about myself. Sorry, I meant to say it was. It wasn't because other people made me feel bad. It wasn't because, you know, this is such a tough subject to talk about because we've experienced so much change in our lives recently. And I think people are starting to think like it's almost a bad thing, right? This has happened. Like, this is why, oh no, COVID hit. This is why we hate change. We can't trust it. It sucks. And it's just, no, this is the perfect reason to change more in your life. It makes it way more exciting. And I really don't like it when I'm like, okay, I want to change my body. I want to get more fit. And the person beside you is like, no, your body's amazing. You don't need to do it. You can stay on the couch. I want to get up and I want to work on it. And that's not a bad thing to do. To want to change yourself, to want to work on yourself is not a bad thing. And we put such a bad name to it and a bad rep to it. Loving yourself is super, super important. And if you do want to change a little bit of it in order to get there, that's okay. People are saying like, okay, like there's bodybuilders that are like, okay, you need to lift more. And then there's people who are really body positivity and just about laying on the couch. And they're like, you need to eat what makes you feel good. And then other people are like, I just want to do it all. And that's me. I want to sit on the couch. I want to eat chips. I want to go out for a run the next day. I want to come home and I want to drink a beer. I want to chat on some pickles. I want to randomly go to McDonald's or Wendy's. Like, I don't want to specifically do one thing. I want to do all of it for me. I think that's really important. I hope this helps somebody out there. Just think about how they're thinking about their body or how they're thinking about themselves, and just understand that change isn't always, it doesn't always have to be negative. It doesn't always have to be a bad thing. It doesn't always have to hurt ourselves or anything. I hope people feel loved out there. Now we're gonna head over to Twitch because there's 40 people watching on Twitch this podcast live, and we're gonna be answering about, I think we're gonna do 3 to 5 questions of any questions that they have. We're gonna hop over there and we're gonna bring up the chat, and if you're listening now and you're like, oh, I'd really love to ask a question, I think this will be a cool like concept. So people on Twitch, go ahead. You can ask your questions now. I just want to connect with you guys more. I want to open this up, and I really want to, I can't come up with so many conversations like all the time. I think it's really important to have the conversation with other people. Yeah, let's hop over there now. So Sam asks, how do I be kinder to my body? So the first thing that I did was I spent about a week with my body and understanding what made me feel good. Like, I'd wake up with a sore neck, right? And I'd be like, okay, why did I wake up with a sore neck? And I would think, okay, is it my pillow, or is it because I didn't work out yesterday. I didn't get the blood flow that I needed. I didn't get the stretches that I needed. Okay, that was interesting. Okay, I'm going to eat this food today. How did this make me feel? When you eat your food, think about your food. Enjoy it. Think about, okay, does it taste good right now? And then it's going to feel like shit afterwards? Or do I feel amazing after I ate this whole food or anything like that? For the first week, think about it. And for some reason, guys, my audio file stopped recording, my video stopped recording. We're still getting new with, sorry, Frankie's all over the place. Whenever I talk, whenever I like start up the podcast or anything, Frankie goes crazy. What I was saying was, I'm really happy that everybody enjoyed it. If you did enjoy the podcast live, or if you didn't tune in next time, I would love to hear it. And I was still figuring stuff out, so I apologize that there's not a proper ending to this, but I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening and watching and supporting. It means the world to me, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.